When I was in high school, one of the piano pieces I learned was Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. He composed it in 1924. And I heard on the radio that as of last Wednesday, January 1st, the copyright for Rhapsody in Blue has expired. So after 95 years, it finally belongs to the public domain. The United States Constitution made sure that every copyright expires. Why? Because everybody deserves to have access to people's creativity. And then people can copy it, alter it, add to it, improve it, or do whatever they want, because it belongs to the public. Last April, you probably remember that Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire, was destroyed in flames, and people were horrified all across the world, not just in Paris. It was like a death of a loved one. And I have to admit, I cried. And I had to ask myself, why am I crying? I had been there a couple times, but why was I crying? Because the cathedral belongs to all of us. It's a world treasure. It's part of the public domain. Someone asked Pope Francis, why didn't you sell the Pietà and give the money to the poor? The Pope said, I can't sell it. It doesn't belong to the church. It belongs to the whole world for everybody to appreciate. The Pietà is a world treasure. It's part of the public domain. So today we celebrate the feast of the Magi, the feast of Epiphany. We celebrate how Jesus belongs to the public domain, to everybody. He doesn't belong exclusively to evangelical Christians or progressive Christians or Catholics or even Christians at all. He belongs to everybody. Jesus is a world treasure. For Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Sufis and Sikhs, everybody. And that's what the story of the Magi is all about, the story of the astrologers. Who were the Magi? They were spiritual seekers from the East, from the land of the rising sun. And for the Jews, the land of the rising sun was what? Persia. And what is Persia today? Iran. So the Magi were Iranians, just like the Iranian military commander our government assassinated last week. They were wise people from the East, open to wisdom beyond their own tradition. And what guided them? Not some message or symbol in a foreign language, something they couldn't understand, but something that was within their experience. They were astrologers, and so a star guided them. And what is more universal than a star? A star doesn't shine on one little group or one neighborhood or one tribe or one country. No, the star shines on everybody. There's nothing more universal than a star. Many of you know the spiritual writer Richard Rohr. You've read his books. He's been here a number of times. And he wrote an excellent book last year called The Universal Christ. And he says that Christ is the name for the divine within everybody. Christ is the name for the divine within everybody. All creation is the hiding place of God. All creation is the revealing place of the transcendent. So a Christian is a person who sees Christ or the divine in everyone and in everything. And we often say here that Christ comes to us under humble disguises. And I'm looking at the disguises, and you're looking at the disguises right now. And we don't just look out at God, we look out from God. Did you ever think of it like that? It's not just looking at God, I'm looking out from God because I'm part of God too. And you're looking out from God. Mary Glover lives in Washington, D.C. She used to be on welfare. She used to come to a soup kitchen. She got herself off welfare, and now she runs the soup kitchen. And every morning, before the homeless people come, she gathers the volunteers together, she holds hands, and she says the same prayer every day. Lord, we know you're going to be coming through the line today, so help us to treat you well. That's the universal Christ. Sarah Brownell from our own church used to live at St. Joseph, a Catholic worker downtown. She was locking up one time, getting very frustrated. She said, I'm trying to lock up, but Christ keeps knocking on the door. You've heard me probably say that I rushed into church one time about 10 minutes to noon, and I hadn't worked on my homily for noon. And so I was kind of nervous, and I come through the office, and there's this guy, Tom Teefee, that I haven't seen in 15 years, and he talks so slowly. I am so happy to see you. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. Can we talk? And I say, I know. And I said under my breath, God, I've got to get in my office and talk to you about my homily. And right back, I heard, I'm talking to you now. Well, can you go a little faster? Yeah. So the universal Christ, this is what we're talking about. Christ is in Tom Teefee. Christ is in everybody, in everything. Universal Christ. Now, for some reason, God wants us to know who God is. God wants us to reveal the universal Christ. God wants to share this mystery. God's self-disclosure happens and happened in two ways, through two incarnations. We usually think of incarnation as Christmas, the enfleshment of God in the world. But actually, there was a first incarnation that happened way before that. 14 billion years ago, at the Big Bang, the creation of the universe, that was the first incarnation. That's when God embedded God's self into creation. The second incarnation happened 2,000 years ago at Christmas, the birth of Jesus. Therefore, long before there was Jesus, there was Christ. Way before there was Jesus in physical form, there was Christ. Christ, the divine presence, was always embodied right from the beginning. So instead of saying God came into the world through Jesus, it's more accurate to say Jesus came out of an already Christ-soaked universe. So Christmas, the second incarnation, flowed out of the first. So God's disclosure has been going on for 14 billion years, and that's why it is so important to take care of our environment, because that's God's self-disclosure. Isn't it heartbreaking to see the wildfires in Australia? It's terrible. And the koala bears, this is God's self-disclosure through those bears, through the trees, through everything. We've got to take care of it. We say at Mass, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. A better translation is Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again and again and again and again. And again. Think of it next time you hear it like that. Again and again and again. So the second coming is really a forever coming. Christ is always shining through creation. God's divine presence is through everything and everyone. Last week, I gave last rites to a lady named Sharon, and I told her, your life is not ending. It's just changing, and it's going to get better and better. About an hour after I left, the daughters told me that she asked the daughters, could I have my hat? About an hour after that, could you get me my robe? About an hour after that, she raised her eyes and her hands, and she died. Resurrection is not a one-time event. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of creation. We don't die. We change forms. Like water turns to snow, to ice, to fog. We have secular names for resurrection. If you don't like using the word resurrection, use other words. Springtime, regeneration, healing, forgiveness, life cycles, the circle of life. Today, the star guides the Magi. God is the star, God is the sun, God is the light. And you've noticed that artists over the centuries have always painted Jesus with a halo, the light. That's because he said, I am the light. He also said, you are the light. I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. We're both the same. And you can't stop the star from shining. Bob McIntyre, a parishioner who died a few years ago, said, God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. You can turn away from the light if you want, or stop enjoying the light. You can decide to ignore the light if you want, but you can't stop the light. It's going to shine through you, and it's going to shine through you, and it's going to shine through the universe. So the Magi were seeking God. They were seeking the divine in the human. They were spiritual seekers. They were pilgrims, just like us. That's why we're here today. You know, if I asked you, why are you here? I mean, you might come up with answers like, well, I'm trying to give a good example to my kids, or I'm trying to make a sacrifice for God, or trying to thank God. It's the least I can do. But really, we're looking for God. We're searching. And we wouldn't be looking for God if we hadn't already found God. So we found God, we're looking for more. And so this is what the Magi were doing. They're searching. They're searching for the divine in what was around them, the human. And guess what? At the end of the journey, they found it. They found it. A baby. A helpless baby. So the essence of God is not power and might and strength. The essence of God is vulnerable love. The baby's message is, God is love, and so are you. That's our nature. That's why they immediately knelt down. They looked out at God from God. Some of you know Jim Pierce. He goes to the Thursday night mass. His mother died very suddenly in November, and so it was a terrible holiday for all the family. They're still pretty numb. And a few weeks ago, Jim went for a job interview, and he was very, very nervous about it. And right before the interview, he felt something in his pocket, so he reached in the pocket, and it was a picture of his mother. It was on the top of the funeral program, and he hadn't used the suit coat since the funeral. So his mother went with him to the interview. For the Magi, the divine was not just at the end of the journey, but all along. The light was shining all along. So God went with the Magi to the interview with Jesus. God was shining love on them all the way. So here's some good news. We're all going to heaven. I got some even better news. You don't have to wait. You can find heaven all the way to heaven, the way St. Catherine of Siena said. Why wait to find God after we die? We can find God every day. Just look around. Heaven all the way to heaven. So we begin 2020 as a divided nation. We've taken sides, us versus them. But it's time to see the common humanity in all of us. The Magi like us, we need to find the divine in the human. So don't miss it. Don't miss the star. Don't miss the divine. Don't miss the Christ, the universal Christ, shining through you and through your opponents. Don't miss the universal Christ shining through your adversaries, the people you don't like, the people that are miserable, the people that you don't like in your family, the people that are difficult for you. The light is shining through them. So find the divine light, not just at the end of the journey, but all along the way.